The past year has shown evidence of an increase in anti-Asian violence in major cities. All of that escalated when six Asian women were murdered in last month's Atlanta spa shootings. But has that anti-Asian sentiment permeated into smaller rural areas in the U.S.? And if so, what does it look like? Wyoming Public Radio's Nina Rao reports.
After parking his car in his usual spot near the University of Wyoming campus, Dr. Jinka Tang, who is a professor and heads the Physics and Astronomy Department at UW, walked down the block while passing a house he always does to his office building. But this time, something unexpected happened.
I heard a man shouting at me, "China virus."
So he looked back over his shoulder towards the house where the racist comment came from, but he couldn't see anybody.
I'm not surprised, but it hurts. Every time when it happens, it hurts.
He says every time because similar situations and microaggressions like these have happened frequently in the 36 years he's lived here in the U.S. 17-year-old Mia May, a Metizi high school junior, can attest to this as well. May moved from a city in Japan with an estimated population of more than 270,000 to a small town in Wyoming with less than 500 people about 6 years ago. She started school in the States in the sixth grade, and she vividly remembers an incident in math class when she was trying to solve word problems.
And I could speak fine. I mean, obviously my vocabulary wasn't like 100%, but I could still read and understand things.
As May was about to start solving the problems, her math teacher approached her.
He's like, "You don't have to do the reading problem." I was like, "Oh, like why?" And he was like, "Because I know you can't read English."
And that really hurt May because she'd been working hard in her classes all year.
To me, it was just like, "You can't read. You like, you're not good enough at reading, so like, don't do it." And I was just like, "Oh, like I'm trying."
And Dr. Tang, the UW physics professor, doesn't see this bias as something new.
Racism has a long history, and this country, part of the history is the struggle with racism, blaming immigrants, blaming people of another culture for the problem that this country faced. I would say this wave of Asia hate is fanned by former President Donald Trump.
There are reports of dozens of incidents of bias against Chinese Americans in this country. Your own aide, Secretary Azar, says he does not use this term. He says ethnicity does not cause the virus. Why do you keep using this?
Because it comes from China. Racist. It's not racist at all. No, not at all. It comes from China. That's why.
The Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University recently found hate crimes against Asian Americans increased by 149% between 2019 and 2020. A separate group called Stop AAPI Hate, which stands for Asian American and Pacific Islander, recorded close to 3,800 hateful incidents during the first year of the pandemic. But most of this information originated from larger metropolitan areas like Boston or San Francisco. Dr. Grace Cao, who is the chair of the sociology department at Yale University, says anti-Asian violence and rhetoric look different in small areas, and that's most likely due to population size.
I think from the side of non-Asian Americans, maybe having one, two, or five is not all that threatening. You don't feel like, oh, they're taking over the whole city or the town.
In bigger cities, however, Dr. Cao says the change is more visible. So you'll have some who say that these hateful incidents in smaller areas and towns aren't that important or are not significant enough because they don't involve physical attacks. But Dr. Diana Pan, who is an associate professor of sociology at the City University of New York, believes the opposite. In fact, it's very and equally important to monitor these microaggressions and incidents that occur in smaller places because it has the potential to grow.
And what I want to also suggest is, could these microaggressions become, I mean, could just words and, you know, stares and whatever, could they become something more severe? Absolutely. That's what we saw progress in the last year. So you see these things kind of escalate, which then brought us to Atlanta.
So after looking and analyzing how hate can grow in places like Wyoming, especially towards the AAPI community, what can actually be done to prevent further violence or the growth of violence? Fourth-generation Japanese-American Wyomingite Aura Newland says we just have to go back to the basics.
So blame can go viral, and that's what we have seen as definitely a causative agent in the rise of anti-Asian hate or this epidemic of anti-Asian hate. But kindness is contagious too. And so if we change our narrative and if we get people out there speaking about kindness instead of blame, then we can work toward healing.
Newland adds that this moment is a great opportunity for Wyomingites and the nation to stand in solidarity with each other and create a movement that feels new and different as the world moves forward to recover from a pandemic and a racial reckoning. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Naina Rao.